Welcome to the Geological Society podcast. My name's Sarah Day and I'm with Sir David Attenborough on the 23rd of March, which is William Smith's birthday, and we're here to launch a green plaque in 15 Buckingham Street, which is where Smith used to live. Perhaps I could start by just asking you what William Smith means to you in terms of the history of geology and more widely.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realise that, in fact, this is the home of geology worldwide. I mean, not just English geology. The first geologists were here, and William Smith was high amongst the lot. And Mary Anning, of course, is also another famous figure. She was somewhat later. And also, she didn't... I mean, I don't want to detract in any way from her. I think she's a wonderful woman. But William Smith produced an intellectual concept about the use of fossils as labels. And that's rather different from just reconstructing animals from bones, important though that is. But it was an abstract notion that you could use fossils as labels, and that led him to an extraordinary expertise, which was eventually crystallised in the form of his magnificent map, which was published in 1815 to... 200? No, 300 years ago.
200 years ago. This year is the anniversary, yeah.
Yeah.
And in terms of geology, as the history of geology in terms of its importance to your work and your interests, where does that stem from?
Oh, well, I was brought up in Leicester, which is on the Jurassic, on the Lias. Smith was born in Oxford. He was the son of a blacksmith. But in Leicester, I was absolutely captivated by the fossils of the Lias. I mean, ammonites are the famous ones, but brachiopods like Rinconella, which are so beautiful. I was quite bewitched by them, and I made quite a lot of collections of them. And so I actually knew about William Smith from quite an early age, because he did the same thing and recognised that they were labels.
And in terms of today and people finding out about Smith and what he did and his map, why do you think it's important that people should hear about this story?
Oh, well, I think credit where credit's due, and the founders of a great science deserve credit, and Smith is high up among them.